This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. We have talked quite a bit on this show over the last couple of weeks about schools and teachers and tests. A couple of weeks ago, I introduced you to a kindergarten teacher who resigned because her classroom had become about testing and gathering data rather than bonding with and teaching children. Last week, I talked to a gifted teacher in Florida who had found the same thing, that the pressure on not just her, but on her colleagues and especially on her students was driving her crazy. We spoke to a superintendent in Texas who has found that in his school district, testing has changed the nature of what happens in his school and not for the better. Today, let me introduce you to Liz Phillips. She is the principal of PS 321 in Park Slope, Brooklyn. She's been there for a decade and a half, and she too is finding that testing, and in particular, the testing that's done with her students, has really gotten out of control. Liz, welcome to America Weekend.
Thank you.
What are you seeing with the testing that is being forced upon you and your teachers?
So we've always had testing in New York City, but the testing has now become so high stakes now that teacher evaluation is attached to it. In New York City, admission to some middle schools and high schools is attached to it. And we have seen that the tests are getting longer and longer and worse and worse. And we had the experience last week of having to give the ELA, the English Language Arts exam, to grades 3, 4, and 5 in our school. The children had to sit for either 70 minutes a day, 90 minutes a day for 5th grade, or for children with IEPs who get extended time, double time. So some of our children actually had to sit for 3 hours a day, taking tests that were ambiguous, confusing, at times inappropriate for the grade level. If we had felt, we are, as a school, we're a high-performing school, we are not against testing in and of itself, if the test is decent, if it's a reasonable amount of time, and if so much is not resting on one test score. What we found this year was that the quality of the ELA exam seems to be getting worse and worse, despite the fact that these exams are supposed to be Common Core aligned.
So you're not just talking about the quantity of testing you're doing, but the quality of the actual tests because the preparers are not getting it right?
They are not getting it right. Right now, you know, it's a private company, Pearson, that prepares the tests, and we have been shocked. Last year was the first year that Pearson had the contract. There were many, many questions that were actually questions. Some questions were thrown out. But we thought, because we were asked to give feedback, we gave lots of feedback, and we went into this testing season not totally optimistic, but feeling, you know what, they've got to listen somewhat to what we've all said, because this is a statewide test. Everybody in the state was complaining. We were truly shocked when we looked at the test, because it felt like not only had they not responded to our feedback, they had made the test worse. And one of the things that happens, reading comprehension is an important skill. We want our children to be assessed on their reading comprehension. These tests are much more about language structure than reading comprehension. And some of that, especially for 8-year-olds, 3rd graders who are taking the test, is just, it's not significant. And it doesn't affect one's ability to read or understand what one reads. And so we were quite horrified by the kinds of questions, by the amount of rereading. Children had to reread. There were questions that asked them to reread 4 paragraphs to find which one best connected with a 5th paragraph. And some of the content seemed really inappropriate. We can't share that because tests are secure, and one of the things that we've been protesting is this gag order on teachers, the fact that the tests are now never released in the, you know, up until 2 years ago when the test period, or the test scoring period was completed, the tests were released. They were online. You could look at them. Teachers actually got a breakdown of which questions their children struggled with, which ones they got right. There was some value in looking at how children had done. Now that the tests are not available for anyone to look at and there's no breakdown, it's really educators' word against the state and the testing company when we say they're terrible tests. It's hard for parents and the general public to believe us because they can never see them themselves.
I can see why you would want to see the results of the test, because then you could prepare remedial work if your students are falling down on one section of the test and they may need a little bit more work on something. But holding things secret is never really a good thing, particularly in education, and not being able to share that information internally with each other and also with the students and their parents to try to build a better system seems like you're taking a huge step backward. And I should point out, this is a system where there are huge stakes on the line, aren't there?
Huge stakes. Teachers now, because of race to the top, teachers must be rated, if for states that take race to the top money, must be rated based partially on the student test scores, and on, in our case, in New York State, with the formula on very insignificant changes in student test scores. So this is hugely high stakes for teachers, for principals, and yet we can't see how our kids are doing. And even if the children do well, it's hard to know what that means because, of course, it's a norm reference test. It's marked on a curve. We did extremely well last year in the Common Core Aligned test, but we think it's very fluky. We have no idea how we'll do. There's something wrong when teachers feel, having watched their class of children take a test, that they honestly have no idea how the children did, because there were questions that had so many possible correct answers that it was somewhat arbitrary. I also think that right now, when the Common Core is relatively new, it's really making a mockery of the Common Core, and we as a school have supported the Common Core. We actually think it's a decent set of standards to guide instruction. We don't object to there being some standards that, go across schools throughout the state, throughout the country. But it's hard to be a supporter of the Common Core standards when, in fact, the state is claiming that these new tests are Common Core aligned. We don't think for a minute that they are, at least not in ELA. We haven't taken the math test yet, and the math test, I will say, has tended to be a better test. But in the English language arts exam, they are not asking children to read with deep comprehension, which is the way that we interpret the Common Core standards, as a deeper level of comprehension than perhaps we've asked for in the past.
Okay, so you're speaking out about this. You even had a rally at your school, and hundreds of people came out to protest these tests. Other schools in New York City, and I know across New York State, have also said, we have to change this. Is the State Board of Education paying attention to your complaints?
No. Nobody seems to be listening, and I think that's one of the frustrations. I think we've tried to play by the rules, do the right thing, prepare our children without stressing them out, and yet we're being told, oh, these are better tests. These tests are fine. This is that teachers and principals don't want to be held accountable, and that is just not the case. Our children do well on tests. We care a great deal about giving children a really rich education. In our school, we have been able to maintain arts and music and recess, but we also know we're a privileged school. We are a relatively affluent school for New York City, and we know that our colleagues across the city don't have that luxury, because we know that the best predictor of a test score is income. So what we're seeing is that in high poverty schools, a tremendous amount of time is being spent on test prep. The curriculum is being narrowed, and that is what's happening in a lot of schools. It isn't happening in all schools, and there are schools that are still really committed to a rich curriculum, but it gets harder and harder as the stakes get higher and higher, and as the test becomes really less meaningful, so there really isn't any quality instruction that could help kids get better at the test. If you actually taught to this particular test, you would be doing a terrible job teaching English language arts.
What do the parents tell you? You mentioned the word stress a moment ago. I know it's causing stress for you and your educators in that school. What's it doing to the kids and their parents?
So it's a really interesting question, because what we find, we as a school made a commitment to limit test prep and to try to not stress the kids out. And I think overall, we've done a pretty good job. However, we still know that there are children who are really, really upset about the test. There are children in fourth grade in particular where test scores do count for some middle schools, where they are, that it's definitely on their minds. Parents are telling us that. And I think that across the city, in schools where there's a tremendous amount of test prep, you see that even more. You see kids really being upset about the test. So I think there's a huge stress factor on the children. I think the fact that, you know, our rally was called spontaneously by the teachers. The third grade teachers finished the third day of the ELA and said, we cannot let this pass without speaking out. This is just unacceptable. And at 2 o'clock on a Thursday, we decided to have a rally at 8 a.m. the next morning. So in less than 24 hours' time, we ended up getting incredible support. The entire school, we're a very large school. We have 1,475 children. We had hundreds of parents, the whole staff, and it struck a chord across the city. And today, a week later, around 40 schools in Manhattan and in Brooklyn held similar rallies. People have had it. People feel like, you know, we have been working really hard to really challenge our kids, to hold them and ourselves accountable. We believe in rigorous teaching. We believe that kids need to have a rich curriculum. But these tests really make a mockery of that.
Well, I hope you get the attention of the State Board of Education. Maybe you should force them to sit down and take the test and see how they like it.
Well, you know, I did have an op-ed in the New York Times yesterday, and that was what the last paragraph said. So that is exactly, I said, for 2 years I've suggested that the Commissioner of Education and the members of the Board of Regents actually take the test. I'd recommend days 1 and 3 of the third grade test for starters. I think that the fact that nobody is taking us up on that is pretty disturbing.
I think that says everything you needed to say. Liz, thanks so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Liz Phillips is the principal of PS 321 in Park Slope, Brooklyn. I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.